Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. With just over a week until the special election in Massachusetts for the U.S. Senate, the candidates are taking markedly different approaches to reaching out to voters. Yesterday, Republican Gabriel Gomez met face-to-face with voters, while Congressman Ed Markey campaigned with a big-name Democrat, former President Bill Clinton. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reports.
And I'll be at your side forevermore.
Hello, Worcester.
900 people gathered at Worcester Polytechnic Institute to hear from the 42nd President of the United States.
If I had known that Ed Markey had become such an effective advocate on his own behalf, I could have stayed home and watched the U.S. Open today.
Clinton shared the stage with Senator Elizabeth Warren, Congressman Jim McGovern, Worcester Mayor Joe Petty, and Markey himself.
My opponent says that he is a new kind of Republican, but he backs the oldest, stalest Republican ideas from the past. It is like a golden oldie record when you listen to him.
Instead of addressing hundreds of people as Ed Markey did, Gabriel Gomez spent the day addressing dozens at a series of smaller events, like meet and greets at farmers markets. 30 people showed up for a Gomez town hall meeting with Latino voters in Southbridge. But Gomez says that's the way he wants to run his campaign.
I understand that somebody else is visiting the Worcester County area today. So I'm more than humbled and honored that you guys wanted to pick here to see me instead of, I guess it's President Clinton's the last guy on Congressman Markey's list of people to come try to support him and prop him up. But I understand Vice President Biden's going to come in next week. I'm not sure where in Massachusetts is going to be. But I think that Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny are next.
While Gomez has appeared with a few high-profile Republicans like Senator John McCain and former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, he has largely sought to distance himself from the party's national leadership. But Bill Clinton made the connection last night.
He will vote for Mitch McConnell to be the leader of the Senate. All they need to know is they've got somebody that'll keep Mitch McConnell the leader. They've got somebody that'll invoke, you know, the filibuster rule anytime they want to shut the whole shebang down. And it believes in their basic economic policy, which is trickle down instead of build out and build up.
Gomez offers a different explanation.
Ed Markey is Washington, D.C., so he's got his neighbors, he's got his army of D.C. coming up, one after the other. And me, I've got my Patriots of Massachusetts. That's who we're going to win this with. This is really, an invasion of D.C. And I think people understand just how unpopular and how broken D.C. is. So if he wants to obviously highlight the fact that he's D.C. and that his supporters are D.C., more power to him.
Gomez says neither Mitch McConnell nor House Speaker John Boehner will be campaigning on his behalf, but adds that he's ready to work with both of them in Washington. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.
A new public opinion poll on the race shows Markey holding a 13-point lead over Gomez. The poll of likely voters was conducted by the Survey Center at the University of New Hampshire for the Boston Globe. 54% of respondents support Markey, 41% support Gomez. Only 4% said they were still undecided. Among unenrolled voters, Gomez leads Markey by 9 points. This is 90.9 WBUR.